We gather in church to share in stillness and quiet, to consider the significance of this day to us and to the world. This is the wood of the cross on which hung the Saviour of the world. Come, let us worship. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. O Saviour of the world, who by your cross and precious blood have redeemed us, save us and help us, we humbly pray. Almighty Father, look with mercy on this, your family, for which our Lord Jesus Christ was content to be betrayed, given up into the hands of sinners, and to suffer death upon the cross, who is alive and glorified with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed. "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Jesus, help us through prayer to seek your strength when all seems lost. Lead us to your voice so we may dwell in your peace. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Thank you for your great love in sending your Son for our salvation. While he was still speaking, a crowd came up, and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" When Jesus' followers saw what was going to happen, they said, "Lord, should we strike with our swords?" And one of them struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. But Jesus answered, "No more of this." And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders who had come for him, "Am I leading a rebellion that you have come with swords and clubs? Every day I was with you in the temple courts, and you did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour when darkness reigns. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Jesus, we pray for those whose lives are shattered by unjust accusations. Set us free to renounce violence and to seek justice. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Thank you for your great love in sending your Son for our salvation.
Wanting to release Jesus, Pilate appealed to them again, but they kept shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" For the third time he spoke to them, "Why? What crime has this man committed? I have found in him no grounds for the death penalty. Therefore I will have him punished and then release him." But with loud shouts, they instantly demanded that he be crucified, and their shouts prevailed. So Pilate decided to grant them their demand. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, the one they asked for, and surrendered Jesus to their will.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Jesus, bless us for those times when we have spoken out against injustices. Give us courage to be peacemakers and healers in your world. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Thank you for your great love in sending your Son for our salvation. The soldiers took Jesus inside to the courtyard of the governor's palace and called together the rest of the company. They put a purple robe on Jesus, made a crown out of thorn branches, and put it on his head. Then they began to salute him. Long live the King of the Jews. They beat him over the head with a stick, spat on him, fell on their knees and bowed to him. When they had finished mocking him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes back on him, and they led him out to crucify him. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Jesus, we pray for those appointed to keep public order and for those tempted to abuse their power. Be with those in the terror of suffering and help them through your love to find hope. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Thank you for your great love in sending your Son for our salvation.
He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we held him in low esteem.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Jesus, you have given us a love beyond words. Grant us strength when we fall under the weight of our burdens. In our troubles, come as peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Thank you for your great love in sending your Son for our salvation. As they led him away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming from the country, and they laid the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Jesus, bless us for those times when we have helped others with their burdens. Keep us compassionate when the way ahead is difficult. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Thank you for your great love in sending your Son for our salvation.
He endured the suffering that should have been ours, the pain we should have borne. All the while we thought that his suffering was punishment sent by God. But because of our sins, he was wounded, beaten because of the evil we did. We are healed by the punishment he suffered, made whole by the blows he received.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Jesus, give us grace to hold to you when all is weariness and fear. Help us when we stumble and fall. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Thank you for your great love in sending your Son for our salvation. A large number of people followed him, including women who mourned and wailed for him. Jesus turned and said to them, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children." We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Jesus, bless us when we take your light to the suffering of others. In our grief, hold, heal, and love us in your arms. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Thank you for your great love in sending your Son for our salvation.
He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Jesus, may we find refuge under your wings, your comfort in the depths of despair. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Thank you for your great love in sending your Son for our salvation. And they cast lots to divide his clothing, and the people stood by watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself, as he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Jesus, you are an ever-present help in trouble. In our darkness, come as light. In our sadness, come as joy. In our weakness, come as strength. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Thank you for your great love in sending your Son for our salvation.
When they came to the place that is called Calvary, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Jesus, bless us when we become the victims of others. When we are full of resentment, may we remember that you prayed, "Father, forgive." Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Thank you for your great love in sending your Son for our salvation. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon, while the sun's light failed and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Jesus, be alongside us when we breathe our last. Bring us into the house and gate of heaven to rest forever in your presence. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Thank you for your great love in sending your Son for our salvation.
Thank you.
Standing at the foot of the cross, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Most merciful God, who by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, delivered and saved the world, grant that by faith in him who suffered on the cross, we may triumph in the power of his victory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.